Firm, how much different are you guys as a team, especially on offense, since first meeting?
Well, we obviously, with all the injuries and everything in the quarterback situation, we changed a little bit. So we're probably a lot different than we were the first meeting. You know, we deal basically out of the shotgun formation now, as most people can see, and we're a little bit more of a spread offense than we were in the past.
Has Snake Pence settled in a little bit for you?
Yeah, you know, he's still a growing young guy, quarterback. Was playing pretty good. You know, we had a little stress there. We hadn't won, but we were playing pretty good, getting the games into the fourth quarter and didn't finish them off. And then, you know, we had a hiccup against Buffalo. We turned the ball, you know, we turned the ball over a bunch. And then and this week we didn't. We turned. He had the one turnover. But other than that, we found a way in the fourth quarter to win a game.
Obviously, you guys had some success running the ball last time against Denver. Do you see a big difference watching them recently?
Yeah, they're a lot better. I think they've improved a lot on defense. They've really made it pretty difficult to run the ball. I think they've done a great job of taking the players they have. They've been nicked, too, and so they're playing a little bit wounded over there. But they've done a good job of really playing a lot better than when we played them. Now, our game was a little bit different too. You know, it doesn't help you when you turn the ball over. You know, and that's what happened to them here. I mean, we were very fortunate. We got the ball on the short field most of the day, and that's generally not a Denver team. They don't do that. And you know, that kind of happened to us at home against Buffalo. We turned the ball over a bunch and put our defense on a short field, and they took advantage of it.
You said these guys are playing better against the run. Why is that? Is it personnel? Is it?
Well, I just think schematically, they're playing their gaps well, and the linebackers are filling them, and they're doing a good job. They really are, and you got to give the coaching staff credit for that and the players.
Coach, yesterday in your press conference, you talked heavily about how this team has struggled to come to Invesco. But Denver this year is 3-3 at home. I mean, are you surprised they haven't been as effective this season?
Well, they played some, you know, they played some pretty good teams and some tight games. And generally, you know, when you go there, for some reason, I know we've gone in there most of the time and before the half, the game is lopsided. You know, we had the one year when it was, I think, 3-0 at half my first year here, and I can't speak for the previous years, but I got a feeling that the games were a little lopsided by halftime. Last year it was that way, I know. And then it's tough because the crowd gets involved, and, you know, they can do a good job of getting after you.
With so many young players on your roster, you think that's going to benefit them just coming into a situation that they're pretty much just not familiar with at all?
And you're right. That's the only good thing. They don't know about it a whole lot. When you dress about 18, 20 rookies every week, they don't understand all that. But I think they understand what type of team we're playing. You know, you're playing the second, maybe the first best offense in the league, and quarterback's playing great. Mike's done a great job of playing with really not a true tailback, and that kid's doing good too. I mean, you got to take your hats off to him. Their passing game is very, very difficult to defend. Their receivers are playing well, and you know they do a good job of moving the football and scoring.
Coach, you had a few close games recently that maybe didn't swing your way in the end. Has that been especially tough with having a young team?
It has been because it's about finishing in this league, and I think the good teams, and that's what makes Denver a good football team. Early in the season, they had some close games. They won those games. They found a way to win those games, and that helps you because it gives you confidence. We struggled. We struggled a bunch. We had some games, four or five of them really, into the fourth quarter where we didn't make a play or two to finish it. So, hopefully we've learned the lesson from that, and hopefully we can grow from that.
You guys obviously knew coming into this season, getting all that youth into the lineup, that it could be a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
How has that matched your expectations coming into the season?
I thought we'd be a little bit better, you know, but you never anticipate the injuries. And when your quarterbacks go down early, that puts a little bit of a damper on everything, and then all of a sudden some key other guys go down on defense, and then you struggle a little bit, especially at the linebacker position. It's been a little bit of a hodgepodge deal all year for the most part, and the defensive line have been nicked some too, so that doesn't help you. But through it all, we found some players, believe it or not. I mean, you know, you hate for your quarterbacks to go what happened to them, putting two of them on IR, but now Tyler had got a chance to play, and so now you know what? We found out a lot about him that probably you don't find out about if you're healthier at that position.
It looks like there's a chance that Champ Bailey could come back this week. How does that change your approach during the week preparing for this game?
Well, you know, if he comes back, just according to what they want to do with Champ, who they want to put him on. You know, I know there's been times they put him on Tony. There's been times, you know, he'll go to Dwayne. So they'll decide how they want to work it. But, you know, when he covers somebody, I mean, basically, you're not going to go at him a whole lot because he's a heck of a football player.
Coach, the Broncos have seemingly been at their best when they get the tight ends involved in the offense. How big of a key is that to stopping the Broncos?
It's difficult. It's very, and you're right. They did a good job last week of getting both those guys involved. And, you know, it presents matchup problems, especially when you get in your base defense and try to defend those guys. Because if you get a nickel, you know, you got smaller guys on the field. They got a chance to run the football. So it puts you in a quandary a little bit when they use those tight ends, and they use them very, very well.
From what did you only dress four linebackers last week?
Yes, sir.
What would you have done if... Yeah,
we had to play nickel.
Okay.
You know, you have to go in the nickel package. So there's been a couple weeks every week here we've dressed some odd numbers, you know, because of injury. But we found a way to dress enough guys. We can still dress 45 of them, so we're okay.
How's Dorsey played?
He's played pretty well against the run. He really has. Still learn how to be a pass rusher, and I think that's experience. But for the most part, he's been pretty consistent against the run.
What's in terms of quarterbacks you've seen over the years, how would you rate Thigpen as a runner?
He's pretty good. He's kind of like, I would say he's like Jay. Well, probably, you know, Denver's guy. I mean, I think they're about the same, running-wise, you know, can run with the football.
Has that helped him at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it always helps a quarterback when he can bail himself out and make a first down, you know, running the football, especially on third down. I mean, that's big, when they can get out and go make a play with their legs because they're unaccounted for. And so that's always important when a guy can do that because he can move the chains.
From afar, what's been your impression of Ryan Clady?
Oh, we liked him. I think he's been very consistent. I mean, we liked him coming out. You know, we ended up getting Brandon, but... We thought he was going to be a good player, and he's coming there as a rookie and started. I mean, you know, when you don't talk about the guy a whole lot, that means they're doing good. No one talks about our left tackle either, so that means they're playing pretty consistent. And he's going to be a good player, very athletic.
Thanks, Herb.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thank you now. We'll call you back. That's you with Tyler.